It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
A good Friday evening to you. We are broadcasting from Louisville, Kentucky on the campus of St. Xavier. We are at the Brother John Wills Sports Activity Center for this girls' high school basketball game. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me. This will be the marquee game of the state. Make no mistake about it. You've got Sacred Heart taking on GRC. The Cardinal girls come up here, and again, these two teams ranked in most pollings, number one and number two, and GRC rolls in here with an excellent record. The Cardinal girls with only two losses on the year, 23-0. They've won four in a row, and they take on this Valkyrie team of Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart with a record of 17-7 overall, 5-0 in the region, 3-0 in the district. This team, they have seven state tournament championships to their credit. Sacred Heart, this will be a heavyweight game. Bobby, the stakes aren't really high, but boy, this game can really draw some attention.
Well, and it automatically has, and they haven't even played it yet, because you say number one versus right at number two, and you've got a Sacred Heart team that is just destroying competition inside the state, almost doubling the score on them through the 15 games they've played, and yet outside of the state, they have a 2-8 record, 2-7 record, but have been within 2.6 points of the opposition on average throughout those games, playing a top 50 in the country schedule. So they are dynamite, and GRC has a tall task in front of it tonight, but make no mistake, they welcome it.
Yeah, you mentioned how Sacred Heart, they have played a lot of national tournaments, and again, they haven't really fared all that well. They have been competitive, as Bobby mentioned, 2-8. Well, you mentioned two wins. Well, head coach Robbie Graham, he is 2-7 versus Sacred Heart. GRC's got a strong basketball club, back-to-back Sweet 16 trips, six of the last seven seasons. The Cardinal girls have won the region, seven of the last 10 seasons they've won the region. When you look at Sacred Heart, they're coached by Donna Moyer. 32 seasons she's been a high school basketball coach. Right now, fourth in the KHSAA girls all-time wins. She has 790 wins to only 277 losses. She needs five more wins to move up to number three all-time in the state. She's got five regular season games left. We don't want to see her run the table. Maybe just wait till district. We need to get this one tonight.
It would certainly be huge for GRC, but then, as you say, more than anything else, these teams are preparing for 2 weeks hence when district and regional play begin. So a litmus test for both, to say the least.
Yeah, and before we go to break, a little more about Sacred Heart. I mean, two times that they've had back-to-back state champions. Currently, they're on a three-peat, and that three-peat places Sacred Heart in a unique position. There has only been three-peats for Kentucky High School girls basketball tournament champions. Sacred Heart has two of them. They won in 2002, 3, and 4, and then 20, 21, 22, and 23. The other team, Laurel County, back in 77, 78, and 79. The seven state tournament champion, Sacred Heart has. That puts them at the top of all teams in Kentucky high school basketball. Laurel County, Butler High, and Ashland Blazer all with six state championships to themselves. But, hey, right now, GRC, what can you say? I mean, we're the third winningest program in the state, and they're up to the challenge, I'm sure.
Yeah, sporting a 22-2 record, and after this game, the last three or four on their schedule are loaded with top regional teams in there as well, so they're not going to let up after this one.
We'll talk about the players that will be featured in this ballgame when we come back. Pretty good crowd here at St. X at the Wills Sports Activity Center, and people still coming in as there will be another game to follow this one. It'll be a boys matchup, but we've got girls action coming your way here shortly. 9 minutes away from tip-off. We'll step aside for 2 minutes. More pregame to follow after this.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. And they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Featured game across the state. We are going to be covering it for you right here on WWKY. It's George Roger Clark, Cardinal Girls, taking on the Valkyries of Sacred Heart. We're here at St. X in this Wills Sports Activity Center. We talked some about Sacred Heart and the success they've had in the state tournaments. They both the number one player projected in the state, and actually not just in the state, she is number five ranked nationally by ESPN in the class of 2025. That's Zakiya Johnson. She's 6 feet tall, averaged 22.5 points per game. She comes in here. She is a two-time Kentucky Gatorade Player of the Year and a two-time Girls Sweet 16 MVP. Recently, as this year, she has cut her college list consideration to 12. They include Louisiana State, LSU, that being Connecticut, South Carolina, and Notre Dame. Those are some of the top programs this five-star athlete's looking at. Also on the team, number five ranked player, Reagan Bender of Sacred Heart. She's got college offers, most recently considering both Louisville, University of Louisville, and Western Kentucky University. Now, they've also got Angelina Puleo, a 6'3 post player, got one of the honorable mentions for one of the top players in the state. GRC, not without their own consideration. Sierra Byers right there, but we won't have Sierra tonight. But she garners that kind of attention. And also two other players to consider, T. East and Kennedy Stamper. Now, Bobby, tonight we're going to have a little different look. Jalen Green's going to get to start tonight.
Well, Jalen is very, very high energy and is a She goes to the board, she plays hard, and is aggressive both offensively and defensively, and can put the ball in the hole.
And the thing about her, she was coming off the bench. She was the first player called on by Coach Graham, and she was leading the team in scoring. So that's an unusual position to be in, but that's the way Jalen Green was playing. So the Cardinal girls, a little wrinkle in the lineup tonight, as we'll look to see how GRC takes on this Sacred Heart team. Again, the Cardinal girls on a little bit of a win streak right here, as they have won three in a row, and they have 23 victories on the season. And Bobby, this team, both these teams averaging up good scoring, 65 per game is what Sacred Heart puts up. You think we'll see a fast game?
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be up-tempo now. The defense is going to be better than normal against each team due to the fact that both these teams are so skilled and so efficient on both ends of the floor. But out of state, the Valkyries averaging about 53 points a game versus giving up 55. But in state, 76 versus 39, almost doubling the score on all of their Kentucky opponents. So, yeah, I would think this thing ought to be up into the mid-50s at least. But you don't know if these rims, as soft as they are, could provide a lot of scoring tonight.
And I look at the GRC. I mean, they're similar team numbers, but the Cardinal girls, they rely on a three-point shot a little bit more, and they shoot it better, and they are better at the free throw line as well. Now, the Valkyries, they shoot a little better from the floor overall, but with their size, they can play a post-up game if they so choose. Their guards are going to be 5'10", their post player 6'3", their wing player is at 6 feet, so they've got a very big team. So we'll see how this plays out. GRC, Cardinal girls, coming off some good games. They have a common opponent with Christian Academy of Louisville. Both these teams have beaten that club. Butler did beat GRC in the LIT, but that is another common opponent with Sacred Heart. We'll take another two-minute break. When we come back, we're going to have starting lineup, tip-off, game action, all that coming up right here on WWKY. Back in two.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming.
When you need heart care, choose Clark Regional Medical Center for quality cardiac treatment. The dedicated care team puts their whole heart into caring for your community. With diagnostic imaging and emergency heart care, with their accredited chest pain center, the experience and compassion to get you back to what matters most. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center Heart Care. Choose well. Make your choice today by visiting clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Well, when the schedule is made and you looked at the schedule for the GRC Cardinal girls, this game stood out at you as the premier game. And it's living up to that billing, as we're going to be calling it for you here shortly. Right now, we're going to pause, take our final commercial breaks. When we come back, we will have starting lineups, tip-off, game action, all that coming up from Louisville, Kentucky. GRC girls taking on Sacred Heart back after this.
Attention, small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000, available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Let's go to the public address for tonight's starters.
At forward, a 5'10", junior number 10, Kiana Jones. And a guard, a 5'8", senior number 24, McKeely Tabor. Head coach is Robbie Dram. And now your second guard, Valkyries. Head guard, a 5'4 freshman, number 0, Tootie Jordan. Head guard, a 6'1 junior, number 11, Zakiya Johnson. At forward, a 5'7", senior, number 12, Claire Russell. At forward, a 5'10", senior, number 21, Reagan Bender. And at center, a 6'3", senior, number 22, Angelina Palayo. Head coach is Donna Moyer.
There are your starters. Good crowd on hand. Got a lot of people in here. As we are at St. X, we are at the John Will Sports Activity Center right here on the St. X campus. Again, GRC taking on Sacred Heart. We mentioned the Valkyries is their nickname, the Valkyries.
Lady Warriors.
A Nordic Lady Warrior that selects the slain. And so right now they brought the house lights down. We mentioned, Bobby alluded to this, talking about a soft rim. These rims give quite a bit whenever the basketball hits the rim. There's about an inch give on it. Right now they've got a Jumbotron montage playing of Sacred Heart. And GRC offering some of the competition in some of this film they've selected.
Well, hopefully these rims will be kind to the visitors tonight.
Well, they're trying to psych the girls up as if they need some more psyching. Maybe this will prove to be maybe some bulletin board fodder for the GRC girls. But the Cardinals girls starting a little different lineup tonight. Jalen Green getting the start tonight, leading scorer for Coach Graham's Cardinal girls team.
Yeah, tremendous crowd in here, and it is filling quickly, very quickly, for a 6 o'clock encounter before a big DeSales St. X boys game at 7:30. But first things first, and this is obviously why you're listening to us, so we're about to get it underway.
T. East will be jumping up against Angelina Paleo. Paleo, a true 6'3". Cardinal girls wearing the red uniforms, and T. East got the tip on her. Kennedy Stamper has it. Goes with a pass on the right wing. Green, high post to McKeely Tabor. Lost it. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Sacred Heart. Here come the Valkyries, and there's a travel. Bender wanted to throw a pass down on the baseline. Drug her feet, and each team has given it up in their first possession.
So we'll start over.
Here we go. Stamper looks over at the bench. Coach Graham standing here with a play sheet with him. Stamper with a pass on the left wing, cuts through. Green has it. Switch off. They got Paleo on her. Johnson on McKeely Tabor as Tabor hands it off. And now between the circle, it's Jalen Green. Man to man. And here's Johnson going for a steal. Pried it away from Green. Green got it back. Turned on the dribble. And Stamper has it near midcourt. Stepping out on Stamper is Jordan. Jordan on those All-State teams. She is really a lockdown defender. Yeast got a step on Bender, got to the goal, put up the runner, missed it, battle for the rebound. It's still loose, and coming away with it on a two-on-one is Sacred Heart. Scoring at the other end is Reagan Bender.
Got a star from Johnson to Bender for the run out, and a tough shot and a good make.
Here's a shot by Green. It's missed from the left elbow at 15 feet, and Zakiya Johnson fouls Kanaya Jones, who went to the goal on the backboards. The foul will be on first on Johnson team first. Kanaya Jones coming off a double-double, 10 points, 13 rebounds against Christian Academy of Louisville. She accepts the inbound pass from Kennedy Stamper and hands it back. On the right wing, now Stamper circles around with a dribble. She's between the circle, man-to-man. They run players on the baseline. We got a five count on Kennedy Stamper. Didn't get in the flow of the offense, and GRC gives it back.
Freshman versus freshman on that particular battle there.
It's a good matchup.
Myra Jordan, a tremendous defender there. If she can stick with Kennedy, she's a keeper.
We've had one basket, and we played a minute and a half. Sacred Heart has that 2-0 lead. Jordan passes on the right wing. With it now is Russell. Russell looking, high post to Paleo. She's at the right elbow. Backdoor cut. Johnson got it in the paint, knocked away by Stamper. Ball loose. Stamper took it away from her. Lead pass to Jalen Green, and there's Jordan. Got it back for the Valkyries. So an exchange of turnovers. Jordan, left wing. Here's a shot by Bender. A three, that's good.
She takes up right where she left off in the state semi last year by making a three. 5-0 Valkyries.
Stamper dribbling out near midcourt. Cardinal girls, they set on the baseline. Screen down, pop out T. East. She gives it over to Kanaya Jones. Her jump shot missed it at the rim. Johnson has a rebound, and they've released Paleo, who got behind the defense. She put it up and in. So that's two fast break buckets and a 7-0 lead for the Valkyries. We've got 5:42 to play here in the first quarter. Timeout called by Coach Graham. Bobby's got a message he'll share.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by the Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling soon.
Story of the ball game so far has been turnovers. GRC with three in the first five possessions, and Sacred Heart not playing unblemished themselves. They have two miscues. Stamper in the front court, dribbles its angles off to the left, handed off to Yeast. No personnel changes for GRC. Bad pass, but Kenaya Jones pulls it out. Spinning, shooting, on a fadeaway. Lost her balance. Johnson got the rebound and missed for Sacred Heart. Johnson in the right wing. Throws a bullet pass, broken up by Johnson or Jones, and here's Green with a pass to Yeast. Pull up 15-footer, shot it too hard. Turnovers even at three. Sacred Heart on the move. Jordan pull up 15-footer at the foul line. Missed it. Short rebound. The long comes out. They go to Bender. She launches a three. Missed that one. Ball on the floor, and Jones comes away with a rebound for GRC. Lead pass up to McKeely Tabor. Tried to hit her streaking down the floor, and the Card girls turn it over again.
Card's playing just a touch anxious here in the early going and not really taking the best of shots, getting a little bit ahead of themselves. They need to settle in.
And then Miller comes in. McKeely Tabor goes out. GRC held scoreless in the first 3 minutes of play. Just inside of 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Man-to-man by GRC. Anaya Chestnut is checked in as well. They go to Bender. Bender throws the lob. Paleo caught it down on the blocks, and she's going to be called for traveling. Kenaya Jones playing behind her. Coach Graham putting her behind the big player, and turnover there. They're even at four each.
Yeah, did a good job of disrupting the pass.
Chestnut will run the point. She angles off to the right, runs the weave, hands it off to Green, got to the left elbow, throw it to Yeast on the baseline. There's a three. That's good.
That's the first shot they had in rhythm here in the first 3.5 minutes, and it was
a... And Bender lost it the other way. She tried to beat the team down the floor. Got ahead of herself and turned it over on the baseline. So the Cardinal girls get it back.
Yeah, bucket here could get them right back in this thing.
Anaya Chestnut brings it up. She's on the floor with Kenaya Jones, Jalen Green, T. Yeast, and also Annette Miller. Green driving in, feeds it over. Yeast, same shot, three-pointer, this time different result. Shot it short, but Green got the rebound. Cardinal girls with another opportunity. Green draws a double team, launched a 12-footer, didn't get it. Rebound goes to Kenaya Jones, put it up and in. Rebound put back for Jones.
Two rebounds, 7-5.
Moving it quickly in the front court. Russell throws a pass, Annette Miller breaks it up, and it's out of bounds. They're going to say keep it with the Sacred Heart team on their end of the floor. Checking in for the Valkyries, Emily Howell comes in. Paleo at 6'3", their post player, she goes out. It's 7-5. Sacred Heart with the ball in the lead. Johnson to trigger the inbound play. They look for Jordan. Anaya Chestnut all over. That can get weary if you're the opponent. Chestnut all over. They go into the post. Ball's loose on the floor. There's Chestnut digging it out as she tied up Russell as they threw a poor entry pass into Johnson, and Sacred Heart will keep the basketball. Momentum, I tell you, Cardinal girls showing some toughness now,
they,
Bobby.
They really are.
They're on the floor.
Well.
Oh, beautiful out-of-bounds play ran under the goal, and Jordan gets the bucket. Quickly in the front court, Chestnut reverses dribble, goes on the right wing to Miller. Miller has it, Bender on her. Man-to-man by the Valkyries. Chestnut got a step on foul, put it up and hit it 15 feet at the foul line.
Boy, what a nice move to the center of the court, and the quick shot cuts the lead to two.
Here's a 2-1-2, but Sacred Heart breaks that pressure. Now a double team by GRC. They pry the ball loose, and it's turned over. Yeast has it for the Cardinals. Over to Jones. Kenaya Jones, they don't stop the ball. She drives it all the way down, and we're going to have the second foul, I believe, called. It will be. Second foul is going to be called on Zakiya Johnson.
That's huge.
It is huge, as Kenaya Jones ran it right at her. And she avoided the travel. I think the air went out of this gym. When he didn't show travel, he called the foul. Paleo will return, and Zakiya Johnson will go to the bench. Two fouls on her, two on the team. Back in for GRC is McKeely Tabor replacing Kanaya Jones. They look into the post. Jalen Green has it between the circles. Goes left side of the circle with a pass to Chestnut. Chestnut driving, feeds Annette Miller. Miller, good ball handler. Darted in, then pulls it back out. Card girls with the ball. They trail by two. We've got 2.5 to play in the first. They were doing a lot of the passing game, and Green tried to throw it inside. It's turned over, and now with the ball, Sacred Heart. Russell, left side to Bender. She'll shoot a three. Missed it short. Miller blocked her out. It's going to be out of bounds, and GRC will get the ball back.
2:19 left in the first quarter. Cards trail 9-7, but have the ball, and looks like full court pressure upcoming.
Jalen Green goes out. Kennedy Stamper returns. Stamper will meet Jordan at midcourt. Jordan tightens up on her. Stamper pounding the ball, angles off to the right. They screen across, and they throw it on the baseline. Now kick it out to Yeast. Dangerous pass. Stamper put to the floor by Jordan, and Jordan took it away. No call on the foul. Jordan spinning. Shooting, missed it. Following the play, Russell missed her shot. Annette Miller with a rebound, and the Cardinals have numbers. Stamper has it at the other end. Ball fake goes to Tabor. Put it in. Draw the foul and one. This game is tied. And GRC with a chance to take their first lead.
GRC with aggressive, very aggressive defense on the other end after the first 2 minutes. And they have been rewarded with a very, very efficient offense and have tied this score.
Foul is on Paleo, their post player. McKeely Tabor at the free throw line. Four different Cardinal girls have scored in this game. And now McKeely Tabor with a chance to give GRC their first lead of the game. The senior, the lone senior on this team, toes the stripe, free throws on the way, and it's good. Cardinal girls got the lead by one. Pressure in the backcourt. Sacred Heart still having to cross the line. Russell now throws it. Stolen. Kanaya Jones picked it off. 8 turnovers by Sacred Heart. Here comes Jones driving. Paleo cut her off on the right of the lane and took it away. And then Kanaya Jones will be called for the foul. A little frustration foul. They took it from her and then called with a foul, trying to get it back. 9 turnovers by Sacred Heart in the first 7.5 minutes, Bobby. It's hard to believe. GRC's turned it over 6.
They will settle down. Both these teams amped up here. And right now, the score indicates how even everything is.
Sacred Heart with the ball, but GRC with a one-point lead. Jordan nearly traveled. They throw the high lob to Paleo. She's at the high post. Backdoor cut to Bender. Got it deep. Put it in.
Boy,
she has 7 in the game.
Good hands there to get that tough pass.
Here's a three-point shot by Annette Miller. Right wing. Missed that one. In and out. Comes off. Going the other way with it. Sacred Heart. Left wing. Bender has it. Checked there by Tabor. Clock inside of a minute here in the first quarter. Bender nowhere to go. Tries an up and under. No, missed the shot at the rim. Russell had it, but Kanaya Jones took it away from her. Lead pass to Chestnut. Chestnut, left side, driving with a left hand. Checked there by Howell. Throw it out to Miller. Annette Miller, top of the key. Goes left to the circle to Kennedy Stamper. Coach Graham telling his girls to spread the floor. 35 seconds. Jones has it. Puts down the dribble. She's at the foul line. A lot of ball handling, and it turned it over. Going the other way. Here comes Sacred Heart. Lead pass. Paleo trying to post. Kanaya Jones with one foul playing behind her. They skip it over to Jordan. An open three on the way. That's good from the right baseline.
And that makes the score 14-10. Got a wide open look.
10 seconds. Stamper crosses midcourt. Clock at 8. Kennedy's got to go. It's at 6. Pass it on the right wing. Out of bounds. It'll stay with GRC. But there's 3.5 seconds to play. 3.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. I don't think they understood the urgency. And right now, Chestnut launched a three at the horn. Didn't go, and the end of the first quarter. It's Sacred Heart leading GRC here in girls action by a score of 14-10. Cardinal girls playing a game, though. Here we take a one-minute break. Second quarter play coming your way after 1 minute here on WWKY.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Second quarter about to get underway. Chestnut throws a dangerous pass to Stamper, and they turn it over. Just ball pressure by Jordan, and again, turnovers, there's enough of in this first few minutes of play to last a ball game. Yeah. 10 by Sacred Heart, 8 by GRC.
Yeah, but in a situation like that, GRC can afford
that. Yeah, that was a poor play, especially after you're coming off the bench and you devise some plays, you talk some strategy, you're trying to correct some things. One of the few half-court sets we've seen for Sacred Heart. They go high post to Paleo, and they split off her at the right elbow. Jordan takes it, drives underneath, and T. Yeast breaks up a pass that was intended for Howe deep in the left baseline. So it'll be Sacred Heart with the ball on their end of the floor right here in front of the Cardinal bench. Coach Graham up right there where they're going to inbound the ball. Comes in to Reagan Bender. She returns it. And now they swing it over to Jordan. Jordan puts it on the floor. Pass on the right wing. Howe looking into the post. Green down. Pop out. Claire Russell. Jalen Green tightens up on her. Ball is loose. It goes in the backcourt. Three girls on the floor and the Cardinal girls trying to pry it out. It will be possession two. Sacred Heart. But I wondered why they didn't call a backcourt violation. It'll stay with the Valkyries. And Zakiya Johnson will check back in. She'll return for the Sacred Heart team. They'll inbound the ball near midcourt. It's a 14-10 Sacred Heart lead. They'll throw it long. And they've got Paleo at 6'3". She has a 5-inch advantage on Kanaya Jones. Here's Jalen Green. Took it away from Emily Howe.
Boy, just right there on the side court, just
another turnover.
Searched her, stripped her, took the ball, and then went out of bounds. So GRC with a chance to cut into this four-point deficit.
Cardinal girls had the lead at one time, 10-9. But Sacred Heart on top now, 14-10, a minute deep here in the second quarter. Jalen Green goes baseline. She's fouled, put to the floor. They don't know if the scouting report said Green was a left-hander. Howe gave her left side baseline, and Green took advantage of it, got to the rim. She'll go to the foul line. Green averaging 11 points per game. I mentioned she got a start tonight. Coming off the bench, one of the top scorers on the team, number two. She's a 70% free throw shooter, and she's there at the line. Green's free throw is good. She becomes the fifth Cardinal player to score in this ball game.
6:55 left, second quarter. Cards down, 14-11.
Jalen Green, another free throw on the way. That one rolled off. And it's going to be out of bounds off Johnson. And it'll stay with GRC as Kanaya Jones.
Yeah. She got a finger in there.
Yeah, going to, fortunate not to be called over the back.
Yeah.
Stamper to inbound it, looking for a cutter. Jones takes it deep in the left baseline, pulls Paleo with her. Sets a screen, Stamper rubs off, but can't shake Jordan. She fought over the top. Stamper still dribbling, got to get rid of it, five counts on. Kanaya Jones makes herself available, and she hands it off to Kennedy Stamper, and the Cardinal girls run a half-court set. Chestnut open, didn't get it on the right wing. Goes left side to Jalen Green. Green looking. They go straight away to T. Yeast. Right wing, Stamper has it. Yeast offers a screen. Stamper ball fake, had Johnson up, but didn't shoot it. Goes to Jalen Green. Her three rims off. Cardinal girls 1 of 5 shooting a three. Sacred Heart in transition. Swing it left side. Jordan has it. They throw it over the defense, and Sacred Heart turned it over again. Hard to believe. 12 turnovers here in about 10 minutes of play. Coach Moyer just sitting on the bench. She's taking it all in.
Both teams making the other play a little bit uncomfortably, and the turnovers reflect it.
Anaya Chestnut bounce pass to Kanaya Jones, right wing, over to Jalen Green. Got a step on the defense, driving, shooting, missed it. Paleo pulls a rebound off to Bender. Jordan hit the deck. No call there. Bender keeps the dribble, circles around, throws it into the paint. Paleo pivots around. Go to Johnson. Johnson muscling her way up, and she put it up and in. Just physically very strong. And that's her first basket of the game. Count the bucket. Put the foul on Kennedy Stamper, her first, team first. And Johnson will go to the free throw line with Sacred Heart on top, 16-11.
Power and strength. And got a chance for the and one here.
Free throw by Johnson is good. So she completes the and one, and she will go out with two fouls, having scored 3 points in the game, 17-11, checking in. It'll be Morgan Fry, and Fry's at 6 feet tall as well. Green, pull-up 12-footer, partially blocked. Pelea got the rebound. Jordan released, and they throw it the length of the floor, and the Sacred Heart turns it over again. They are doing their best to keep GRC in the game. Annette Miller back in. Jalen Green comes out. It's going to be T. Yeast, Anaya Chestnut, Kennedy Stamper, Kanaya Jones, and Annette Miller in the game. Chestnut will run the point. She brings it up. Reagan Bender at 5'10", picks her up at midcourt. Chestnut, crossover dribble. Right side, top of the key. They swing it left around the perimeter. T. Yeast makes a move. Bounce pass to Kanaya Jones. Shovel it off to Miller. Right side to Stamper. Stamper with a ball fake. Puts it on. Driving left side. Got at the elbow. Sets Chestnut for the three ball. Good. Anaya Chestnut hit the three. Excuse me, Bob.
Yeah, no, she drew the look from the wing just enough for Anaya to get it.
Three-point lead for Sacred Heart in with the ball. Here's a pass. Chestnut got a hand on it. Fry now nearly double dribble. No call. Yeast tightens up there. They throw it into Paleo. Paleo, turnaround shot. Got it in the paint. And Kanaya Jones will draw the foul. This will be an and-one opportunity for the 6'3 post player Paleo.
Got that soft rim and got that roll. The last two shots they've made have
seemed to crawl right over the rim.
They have cradled themselves into the basket for these and-one attempts.
Paleo's free throw is good, and Sacred Heart coming back. They'll play in the half court. Chestnut in a hurry. Pushes it into the front court. Throws a pass on the wing. Broken up. Morgan Fry stepped in the passing lane. Fry, a junior. 5'11". Coming into the game. Miller will throw the ball inbound. And Jordan all over Kennedy Stamper. Coach Graham drawing the attention to the officials. And that's going to be a foul on Jordan.
I mean, I've seen glue Jordan before, first. But she is glued to Kennedy.
Stamper has it between the circle. Puts it on the floor. Driving in. Stamper, and she's going to be fouled. That foul is going to be, that's going to be the second on Amira Jones, her second, team third of this quarter. Kennedy Stamper will go to the free throw line for GRC. Stamper's free throw is good. She shoots 71% on the season. She is the sixth Lady Card player to score in this game.
Well, she forced the issue on that one and got the call.
Stamper makes both free throws. Zakiya Johnson back in for Sacred Heart. Here's GRC with a 2-2-1. in the front court. Fry has it. Throw it out to Johnson. Her three-point shot. Missed it. Good block off. T. East had the rebound. Goes to Chestnut. Throw it ahead to Stamper. Kennedy with Johnson on her with two fouls. Goes to Miller. Annette Miller dribbling out between the circles. Goes to Johnson. Give and go. Miller at the rim. Missed the left-hand follow. Had a good look. Yeah. Quick release. Didn't go down. Here's Bender. The other way. Kanaya Jones blocked the shot. But they're going to put a foul on her, and I believe that will be her second. Yeah. Let me look and see.
That's tough.
And it's going to be Bender at the free throw line. Bender missed the free throw. Another free throw coming. A lot of substitutions by both clubs. Bender's second free throw. That one comes off, and it's going to be Fry over the back of Annette Miller. They're going to say play on. Bender missed both free throws. It's a four-point Sacred Heart lead midway through the second quarter. Another sub coming in. Anaya Chestnut out. So you got Green, Miller, Stamper, Tabor, and Yeast on the floor for the Cardinal girls. Full court pressure. Tabor, middle of the floor to T. Yeast. T. Yeast, ball fake, got by him and rolled it up and in.
Boy, she just blew in there. Paleo's loose, but they couldn't get the ball to her. 2018.
GRC to within two. Claire Russell, double team. Nearly an over and back. Hooks a pass to Fry on the right wing. Trailing the play is Russell. She's right of the circle, 10 feet out. Couldn't get a shot. Green tightens up. Paleo has it. Shovels off a pass to Bender. Bender nearly lost it. Loose ball. McKeely Taylor took it away. In the backcourt, Jalen Green has it with GRC and a chance to tie or take the lead. Green hands it off to Stamper. Comes off the curl. Fry fouls her. That's going to be five on Sacred Heart, so GRC will shoot two free throws in the presence of Kennedy Stamper. No, they say that's four fouls, all right? So they're going to keep it in possession of GRC. 3:15 to go here before halftime. Stamper making her move. Got a step on Hal. Ball fake. Hands it off to McKeely Tabor. Paleo steps out on her. Tabor, backdoor cut. Green got it deep. Missed inside. Got all the way down in the paint on a nice look by Tabor. Couldn't finish by Green. Russell hands it off. Dribbling the ball out on top. Emily Howell. Jalen Green tips it away from her. She stole it. Another turnover. Green, two on two. Draws contact. Put it up and in. Are they going to count the bucket? If they do, it's NBA continuation, but we'll take it. See what we have here. Count the basket. All right. He's going to count the basket.
How about that? Jalen Green out by midcourt with those quick hands, pilfering that ball, taking that strong spin move. Looked like an NBA continuation, as you said, but score tied.
Trying to give the GRC team their second lead, and they get it. Green now at 4 points in the game, shoots the Cardinal girls back to a one-point lead. They led it 10-9. They're up 21-20 here. Valkyries in the front court. Double team, run and jump by GRC. Fry has it left of the lane. Throws it in. Looks like she traveled. And they're going to call traveling on Fry. I can't believe how shaken this Sacred Heart team is. They have not seen pressure like this, evidently, than GRC's applying.
Well, not in the state of Kentucky,
no, they haven't. I mean, and just the ball handling.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, it's
true. But now we need to make hay while the sun shines. Johnson's got two fouls.
And she's back in the game, though.
She is. And we're going to have a foul. Jalen Green pushing off. And she pushed off the 6'3", Kim Cade. Green picks up the foul. So that'll be the ninth turnover for GRC, but only the second here in this second quarter. They had enough in the first quarter to do them a game.
Yeah, you knew that wasn't going to continue.
Sacred Heart with the ball. GRC with a one-point lead. 2:15 to go before half. High ball screen, but Jordan drives it right side. No weak side help on the baseline. She missed the layup. Tabor got the rebound for GRC. goes over to Green, fires it, skip it right side. Yeast shoots a three, in and out. On the rebound, Bender has it. Cardinal girls, 2 of 7, shooting a three. Inside of 2 minutes, Johnson in a hurry. Zakiya Johnson pulls up, checked there by T. Yeast, top of the key. Johnson pulls it out between the circle. GRC's T. Yeast on her. Pass on the right wing. Johnson cuts through, didn't get it. Screen down, pop out Addison. She threw it away. So GRC will get the ball back with a minute 38 to play before halftime. And we got the Chestnut Sisters checking in at the same time. And timeout called by Sacred Heart. It'll be a 30-second timeout called by Coach Moyer. Breaking the action. Cardinal girls up one. Back after this brief message.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
to 20, GRC with a one-point lead after the timeout. Cardinal girls will have T. Yeast, Jalen Green, and also in there the Chestnut Sisters, along with Annette Miller. Coach Graham telling his girls, settle it down, settle it down. Man-to-man by Sacred Heart.
Yeah, right in the first half.
Nia Chestnut will walk it up. It's a bounce pass over to Miller. Miller throws it. Green put to the floor, out of bounds. It'll stay with GRC. Okay. And we've got a hurt player, Jalen Green. She is trying to get up. She is shaken up on the play. And took a hard shot and right now being given attention. It's her... happened right in front of the Sacred Heart bench. So we got a break in the action here while Jalen Green gets attention right here in front of Bobby and myself. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this brief message.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
A break in the action with a minute 25 to go here in the first half of play. George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls team holding a 21-20 lead over Sacred Heart. Looking at some of the scoring for GRC. 2 points for Kennedy Stamper, 5 for T. Yeast, 4 for Jalen Green, 2 for Kanaya Jones, 3 for McKinley Tabor, 5 points for Anaya Chestnut. So a lot of balance there on the Cardinals scoring. As right now, it will be possession to the Cardinal girls on their end of the floor. Each team with only one basket and second chance scoring. Couple of fast break baskets by Sacred Heart. That was early in the ball game, and those were runouts. And mostly it was their big post player just hanging at the foul line and then releasing when the rebound went up instead of crashing the boards.
Yeah, just tremendous intensity, and you could tell that this was a big one. The minute this thing tipped off, the first possession for each team was a turnover, and that set the stage.
Cardinals with the ball and the one-point lead. Man-to-man by Sacred Heart. T. Yeast has it on the right wing. Miller gets a screen. Pick and roll. Nothing there. Kylie Chestnut, her first touch of the ball. She hits Stamper with it. Cuts through. Kylie setting a screen now for Johnson. They switch off. Bender on Stamper. Underhand pass to Miller. She's on the right wing. Drop it to Chestnut. Not really spacing the floor. Chestnut got to the foul line. Picked up the dribble. Now Kylie Chestnut with it. And Zakiya Jones. Johnson on her. Cardinal girls taking some time, running through their offense. T. Yeast drives in, feeds it over to Miller, and that shot didn't get the roll. Johnson with a rebound for Sacred Heart. Throws a bullet pass to Kincaid, put it up and in. There's a fast break bucket.
Well, pinpoint pass from midcourt. Only place it could be.
Chestnut crossover dribble, top of the key. Hands it off to Kylie Chestnut. Bender runs and jumps. Kylie impeded, hands it right back to Anaya. Anaya returns on the dribble. Jordan all over her, a lot of bump, and Jordan playing with two fouls. Now Stamper has it. 18 seconds. Now the clock rolling. Stamper spinning. Got it to foul line. Hook it over. Drop it. Kylie Chestnut. Three ball.
Oh, how about that for a Mills cooler?
How about 8 seconds left?
Kylie Chestnut hits the three. Gives the Cardinal girls a two-point lead with three on the clock. Zakiya Johnson hit a three. Killer shot. Zakiya Johnson hit a three at the horn after GRC was able to take the lead. But that last possession, Johnson gives Sacred Heart. She shoots the Valkyries back to a one-point lead. Well, back and forth here in this ball game. It's 25-24 here at halftime with Sacred Heart Valkyries leading the GRC Cardinal girls team. Right now, Bobby and I will take a break. We'll return in 2 minutes. We'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up on your home for GRC Sports right here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World Building. See store for details.
Halftime here in Louisville, Kentucky. We're up here in Louisville at the John Wills Sports Activity Center on the campus of St. X High School. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. And Cardinal girls taking on Sacred Heart, and it's been high energy. It's been a very exciting game, and it's a one-point lead for Sacred Heart here at halftime. Cardinal girls trail 14-10 at the end of one. They did have a lead briefly at 10-9. Then they came back late in the second quarter to have another one-point lead. But Zakiya Johnson, she's played sparingly, Bobby, and that's been, like I say, the old saying, we need to make hay while the sun was shining. When she was on the bench, we really couldn't take advantage of it, but we did stay close.
Well, absolutely, and when you consider the way that Sacred Heart has just been destroying teams in the state, for this one to be a one-pointer at the half is saying a lot for George Rogers Clark, and yet it's also a testament to the fact that both these teams came in amped up, ready to go, and have had some unforced errors, really, that have led to a relatively low score at this point, but up to now, it's an even game. Who knows what's going to happen in the second half, but pretty solid so far for both teams, and we're right where it should be, within a point or so of each other. That's how good and evenly these two have played.
Well, and I think each coach goes in the locker room, looks and stares their team straight in the face and says, hey, I don't know that we could play a sloppier ball game against a tougher opponent and count ourselves fortunate to be in this game.
Well, that's right. And on GRC's end, you've got the freshman, Amira Jordan, who has really, really tried to lock up Kennedy Stamper. And she is like glue. She has been right with her. And as a result, it's been a little bit difficult for GRC to run its offense. And then on the other end, the Valkyries have come down the court with opportunities to make passes in and near the basket, but have simply thrown the ball too high or errantly to the point where GRC could steal it. So there's been a lot of anxiety here in this first half, and I look for things to settle down. And either way, one team will, in all probability, creep out to a little bit of a lead here after intermission and try to take control. But it's been helter-skelter up to now in a great contest.
Well, it is here at halftime, too. We've got kids galore out here on the floor playing basketball here at St. X. And it's open gym right now. So looking at some of the numbers here in the first half of play, GRC, Cardinal girls go 3 of 8 from behind the arc shooting the 3. Sacred Heart, 3 of 7 shooting the 3. Turnovers in the game, in the half, 9 miscues and turnovers by GRC. But get this, we have 17 committed by Sacred Heart. Second chance scoring, each team with only 2 points in that fashion. Fast break scoring, it is a 6-0 edge to the Valkyries. At the foul line, GRC, they shoot 5 of 6 in the free throws, while the Valkyries go 2 of 4. Individually for Sacred Heart, 7 points in the game for Reagan Bender. She got all those in the first quarter. 6 points to Kaya Johnson, all of those in the second quarter. Other scoring, you had 5 points for Angelina Paleo. 5 points scored by Amaya Jordan. Also 2 points for Addison Kincaid. Coming off the bench, you had Emily Howe, Morgan Fry have yet to score, as well as the starter, Claire Russell, who has yet to score. For the Cardinal girls in this first half of play, GRC with a really balanced line in this one. You got 5 points scored by T. Yeast, 3 points for Kylie Chestnut, hit that big three inside of a minute. You've got 2 points scored by Kennedy Stamper on 2 free throws, 4 points for Jalen Green, 2 points for Kanaya Jones, 3 points McKeely Tabor, and Anaya Chestnut, she has scored 5. Annette Miller, she has played in the game, but is yet to score. We're at halftime, and again, GRC taking on Sacred Heart Academy here at St. X campus. It's 25-24, Valkyries leading by 1 at halftime. 2-minute break. We'll be back after this.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary C. Brooks Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
We get ready for second half play. Both these teams just coming out of the locker room, so a very brief warm-up and shoot-around before we get ready for the second half. It's been a good one, and the crowd's still coming in. There's a boys' game to follow, but this girls' game living up to what we thought it would be. Our final 30-second break coming your way when we return. Second half action all coming up after this brief message.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
We get ready for second half play. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. Cardinal girls trailing by one, 25-24 to Sacred Heart. GRC with a basketball. T. Yeast, Annette Miller, McKeely Tabor with the basketball. Kennedy Stamper and Jalen Green. Backdoor cut. Green got it. Put it up. Put it in. Hey, no hangover of that bloody nose there. She put it in.
One thing about it, that play was called.
It was.
And it was worked to perfection.
Shoots the cards back up to a one-point lead. Johnson, all-world player, two-time state player of the year, Gatorade, two-time All-American, number five in the nation. Puts it up. Worked her way down into the paint. Elevated and scored.
Clock through two cards to get to the low block.
Here Jordan Gamble didn't get it from Stamper. Kennedy drives in. They set Miller, bluff to three. Annette drives. Banked it, put it in. Good ball fake. Got her to the rack. Miller shoots the cards back up to one. Jordan shoots for her team's lead. Missed it. Ball goes out of bounds as Claire Russell just lost her balance under the goal, and it'll be possession two, GRC. So we won't call that a turnover. I'll be gracious, but she actually had that rebound and just spilled under the basket. GRC with a ball and a one-point lead. Minute deep here in the third. Man-to-man by Sacred Heart. Stamper angles off to the left, handed off to Green. They run the weave, and they just switch off, they being Sacred Heart. Right wing with it. Green has it. Jalen puts in the dribble. Check there at the foul line. Goes to McKeely. Tabor. To Yeast, drop it baseline. Three-point shot didn't go in. Flying in there, T. Yeast got the rebound. Paleo blocked her putback and going the other way. Bender behind the back dribble. She missed at the rim. Johnson has it, elevates. She short-armed it, got her rebound back, powered it up and put it in.
Three chances that time on the low block. Her strength evident, reclaiming the lead.
10 in the game for Johnson. Stanford. Dances out with that dribble. She drives in and pulls it back out. Now she goes right wing to Yeast and cuts through. High post. McKeely Tabor calling for it. Didn't get it. Jalen Green between the circle. Feeds Tabor. McKeely double team. She got low and just able to get the ball to Green. Deep in the left corner. Stamper has it. Bender on her. Stamper now brings the ball out near midcourt. Cardinal girls with the ball. Down one. High post to Miller. Spinning around, and Ed had a shot, instead pulled it out on the dribble. Cardinal girls looking for something very much wide open. Miller has it, ball fake. She's deep in the right corner. Skip a pass to Stamper, dangerous pass. Kennedy got it, return it to Miller. Annette, bounce pass back to Kennedy Stamper. Between the circles, GRC has the basketball in the hands of Kennedy Stamper. Sacred Hearts fans applauding their defense. High ball screen by Tabor. T. Yeast crossover on the dribble. GRC throwing a dangerous skip pass. We're sitting court side, so you can see the air under that pass. They go to Stamper. Reverse it right side. Drop it baseline. Again, GRC showing a lot of patience, and they turned it over. Lead pass to Jordan. Jordan missed it at the rim. T. Yeast, no, they're going to say Green probably got it. 10 turnovers by the Cardinal girls. It's going to be, that foul will be on They say that's a first on Jalen Green, team first. At the foul line, it'll be Jordan shooting the free throws. Freshman point guard makes the first one. She has 6 points in the game. Tabor and Miller come out. Going back in, Kanaya Jones returns as well as Anaya Chestnut.
Trying to stretch it to a three-point lead. And she goes.
Both free throws made by Jordan.
31-28, 4:54 left in the third.
Sacred Heart pulls the defense back and picks up GRC in the half court. Cardinal girls with T. East handling the ball right now. Right wing, Chestnut has it. She's hit a three. They step out on her. They swing it over to Green, straight away to Stamper. Stamper, left wing. Here's a three-point shot put up. Missed it on the rebound. One and done for GRC. Cardinal girls, 3 of 10. Throwing it the length of the floor, and Jordan can't run it down. So, again, Sacred Heart doing their best to keep GRC close.
Well, just a little bit too tall with that pass.
Here comes Stamper. Cardinal girls down three. She crosses midcourt. The lane's open as they spread the floor. Kanaya Jones, who checked back in, flashes high. Now she drops down on the block. They're playing behind her. Green throws a pass out to Yeast. T. Yeast has it. High post to Chestnut. Swing it over. Here's a shot by Green to tie it. She did.
Nice pass from Chestnut to the wing for the trade. 31-all.
In the backcourt, GRC tightens up defensively. Johnson has it. They double-team her. She's tall enough to throw over the defense when she does. Claire Russell angles off to the right. Checked there by Nia Chestnut. Chestnut can wear on you. She got a hand on the ball, and Jones picked it up. Turnover. Jones over to Chestnut. Pull-up shot. 15 in transition. Oh. Didn't go down. Wow. Yeast got the rebound. Kick it out to Stamper. She shoots the three. That's too hard. Jones got the rebound. Put it up. That won't fall. Johnson over the back. No call there. Going the other way with it. Here's Sacred Heart at the other end. Paleo can't score. Jordan's rebound. She misses. Chestnut in there tying the ball up. And they're going to call a foul on Anaya Chestnut. Can't blame her. There were six shots. Everybody on the floor, I believe, took a shot at the basket, and nobody put it in. Foul will be on Chestnut. It'll be the second on GRC as a team. Game tied at 31. Coach Graham out on the floor near midcourt telling his girls the defense he wants set. They inbound the ball to Johnson, deep in the right corner, trying to work on Yeast, spinning. Back and down in. Goes into a double team, elevates and missed the shot. And they're going to get Yeast with a foul. T giving up both size and strength as far as the body. But, boy, T's playing her hard.
Well, that's exactly right. Guard's hanging right in there. But Johnson with a chance to give her team the lead back at the 3:08 mark.
Her free throw is good. Johnson with 11 points in the game. 3:08 to go here in a rapidly moving third quarter. Second free throw. Johnson makes them both, and with those made free throws, Sacred Heart offers pressure, but GRC beats them back. Green shoots it at the rim, and she had Kincaid flying at her, and Green will go to the foul line. So two passes and to the rim, but not the finish.
Not well, no, but She was under duress, to say the least, though, as she put that up.
Oh, Addison Kincaid at 6'3", flying right at her, a junior. I mean, Sacred Heart has size. They just keep bringing it off the bench.
They do.
Jalen Green's free throw is good. She pulls her Cardinal team to within one.
3:04 remaining in the third. Cards down 33-32 with a free throw here.
Green with 10 points in the game. Shooting her team back into a tie ball game at 33-all. Here comes the pressure. Johnson in the backcourt. Throws a dangerous pass stolen by Chestnut. Chestnut, left side, drives double team. Goes to Kanaya Jones. Jones, crossover dribble. Sets Chestnut, her three. Shot too strong. Going the other way, Sacred Heart with the basketball. Jordan, right wing. Checked by Chestnut. She tried to spin move and lost it. They just do their best to keep GRC close. 21 turnovers by the number one team in the state, one of the top teams in the nation.
Well, but
you think Cardinal girls' pressure isn't hot?
But yeah, I mean, those quick hands. Quick hands deflected a dead ball, and she flipped it out of bounds on the spin.
Chestnut with four steals herself in this game. Green drops it baseline. Ghost cuts through on the left of the lane. T. Yeast puts down her dribble, brings Johnson with her, playing with two fouls. Green has it, and Johnson switches off on her. At the left elbow, a pass to Jones. She skips it over to Chestnut. Anaya drives in, lost the ball, went to the floor, and that's going to be a jump ball turnover to Sacred Heart. So the Cardinal girls can't really capitalize on the shaky play that Sacred Heart put out there. We're tied at 33.
It's tough to take that ball into the lane with quick hands from both teams.
2-2-1 by GRC. That press has caused some turnovers. Bender has it back to Russell. Claire Russell, she traveled, no call. They go to Johnson, dropped it baseline. It's put up and in by Howe.
There's another steal.
Another steal there by Bender, and her shot is altered at the rim as we're going to have a foul called. Foul is going to be on Jones. That's the case.
Yeah,
well, I really didn't.
That's tough.
I think they gave one of Jalen Green's to Kanaya Jones. It was a question at halftime how many fouls she had. Bender missed the free throw. She is now 0 for 3 at the foul line. She has 7 points in the game, got them all in the first quarter.
Yeah, Cards fell asleep after that score and just threw it right to the Valkyries, and as a result, they've got a chance here at the line.
One of two at the foul line is Bender. Annette Miller checks in for Kanaya Jones, who picked up her fourth in the front court. Cardinal girls with the ball. Stamper dropped it baseline. Chestnut back to Stamper. Kennedy, top of the key. Passes. Bounce pass on left on the baseline to Yeast. Return it to Chestnut. Straight away to Green. Screen down. Pop out Stamper. She has it right wing. The Valkyries are sagging in with the defense. GRC having to play on the perimeter. Three-point shot rimmed off. Paleo got the rebound. She brought it down. It's going to be a jump ball. It's just like a little bulldog, man. Oh. Anaya Chestnut, when the 6'3 Paleo brought it down, Chestnut just clamped down on it.
Waiting on it. Waiting on her to drop it.
Cardinal girls, 4 of 15, shooting the three. They get the ball underneath their basket with a chance to tie with a three. They need a cutter. Stamper still with the ball. Floats it out. Green has it. Russell steps on her. Deep on the left baseline. Stamper driving. Left of the lane. Got to the foul line. Can't shake Howe. Bounce pass to Miller. Miller got some room from Paleo. She's going to try to take her one-on-one. Got in the paint. Put it up on the left hand. Shot it short. Got a little deep. Nice one-on-one move. Throw it ahead to Howe. Nobody's picked her up. She missed at the rim. T. Yeast made her alter the shot. Stamper's got it in the backcourt. A minute to play in the third. Cardinal girls with the ball down three. Stamper being bumped, looking, goes to Chestnut. Thought about a three, drop it baseline. Miller had a shot, didn't take it. Passed it up to Chestnut, bounce pass. Green sets Miller for the three in the tie. Didn't go down. Long rebound. Yeast got it, put it up and in.
What an athletic move to get that strong side board in that bucket.
Got to get back. Got to get back. Two passes, 2 points for Sacred Heart. Bender at the rim. Two passes, 2 points. Drop it baseline. Green cuts through. Chestnut has it. Straight away now. Stamper goes to the left wing. Keeps her dribble. Bender at 5'10 on Stamper. They go to Chestnut. Anaya draws a double team. Thought about splitting it. Instead goes to the foul line. Wraparound pass. Kennedy Stamper goes back to Chestnut. Running the baseline is Jalen Green. Card girl spread the floor. 7 seconds. With a three. Good, and Chestnut has tied it at 38. With the basketball, and Claire Russell couldn't get a shot off. So Anaya Chestnut hits her second three of the ball game. None bigger than that one to close out the third quarter of play. We're all tied up here in Louisville, Kentucky at 38 all. GRC taking on Sacred Heart. Tie game, fourth and final quarter coming up in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable health care for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
A tie ball game here in a packed house. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We were talking off mic. Each coach has only used one timeout. This has been a high intensity, high pressure, fast paced game. Packed house. Unless you want to get a seat over there in the student section, somewhere shoulder to shoulder. The fans standing. Yep. Sacred Hearts brought their students, a school that has 750 pupils. They brought a pack of them here. They drop it high post with the Valkyries with the ball. They work off Paleo, trying to body her way up. Shoots it over Miller, missed the shot, got her own rebound, followed it up and in. Annette did a good job. She was just undersized.
Undersized and got shoved in under the basket.
Paleo was seven in the game. Chestnut sets T. Yeast. Her three ball looks short, and it is. On the rebound, Paleo has it, pivots out, throws a long pass, two on two. Jordan throws it into no man's land. Bender tried to save it, and again, same old story, turnover in Sacred Heart. Coach Graham out there talking to his girls to really value each possession.
Yeah, they better. We've got 7 minutes, 20 seconds left. They're down two.
Stamper walks it up to midcourt, greeted there by Amira Jordan. Here's a dangerous pass, picked off. Bender has it, had to negotiate the official. She got to the rim and put it in. So a steal and a basket on the other end by Bender. Each pass has to have something on it. They say you better put some mustard on it. Stamper driving, behind the back dribble. Can't shake Jordan. Coach Graham telling his girls to spread the floor. They screen down the blocks and they pop out Yeast. And Bender with another steal. Took it away on the wing. Johnson smelling blood. She's driving, wants to go one-on-one. Her team's got a 4-point lead. That seems insurmountable almost in this game. You haven't had many leads. Skip it out. Ball fake by Russell. She hasn't scored. Annette Miller blocked her shot. 3-on-2. Green to Chestnut. Wrap around to Stamper. Ooh. At the rim. Missed it. Long rebound comes out. Kennedy's got it. Tried to keep it alive. And we've got a foul by Paleo out on the floor. That'll be her second. Team first here in the fourth quarter.
Lady Cards really, really trying to do a good job on that 2-on-1. But it was just a little too frenetic. Shot a little bit hard, but DRC with the ball.
Yeast inbounds to Green. She's open, thought about the three, puts it on the floor. High post is Miller. She didn't get the pass. Yeast keeps it, goes over to Green. Green, a lefty, looking. She'll decide to shoot the three and missed it. Yeast kept it alive. Stamper picked up the loose ball. Kennedy skips it right side to Miller, drop it baseline to Green. Ball fake, takes Russell into the paint, throws a dangerous pass, and there it's picked off by Jordan. Her drive, throws it up, missed the shot. Miller fouled her in the process. So right now it's a 42-38 lead for Sacred Heart. We've got timeout called as Coach Graham has pulled his girls over, and the official one to verify if it's a full or a 30. Timeout red, they say. Don't know if it's a full or a 30. We're going to assume it's a 30. We'll be back after this brief message.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Cardinal girls called the timeout, only their second of the ball game. Meanwhile, Sacred Heart, they have 4 timeouts left. We played a little over 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter. GRC yet to score in the fourth, and Sacred Heart with a 4-point lead and looking to add more, but Jordan misses a free throw. She had made her 2 free throws prior.
Yeah, you got to box out Angelina on this one if this is a miss.
It made five of their last six, and Jordan makes the second one. Pressure by Sacred Heart. Chestnut keeps the dribble. Anaya Chestnut, that is. Hands it off to Kennedy Stamper. Returns to Chestnut, left wing. Shovel it off to Miller. Annette with the dribble. Lost the ball. Goes back to get it. And it's going to be possession back to Sacred Heart. Anaya Jones playing with four fouls. She returns. So the Cardinal girls have Yeast, Stamper, Green, Jones, and Anaya Chestnut on the floor. Jordan runs the point for Sacred Heart. Left-hand dribble, crosses over. Stamper hawking her as she crosses midcourt. Drives the right side, throws a bad pass. Paleo goes to the deck, but right there's two GRC girls players right in on it as well. And it's going to be calling. And they're going to say Sacred Heart keeps possession by calling a timeout with the ball loose rolling on the floor. So the official's word goes in a 30-second timeout. Bobby's got a message here.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
The Sacred Heart team, three times in a row, state champion. They've done it twice in the history of the program. It's only been done three times since the reviving of girls basketball. But I tell you what, GRC giving them what they want right here. Sacred Heart with a ball, up five. 5:20 to go in the game. Man-to-man by GRC. Jordan dribbling out on top. Stamper tightens up, high post to Paleo.
Oh,
backdoor cut. Claire Russell missed at the rim. Rebounded by Kanaya Jones. Goes over to Green. Green throws a pass. Somehow or other, Stamper got it. You've got to make a crisp pass, but throw it where they can catch it. Chestnut keeps a dribble. Tries to attack. Bender shut her down. Bender jumps off on the switch. Takes Stamper. Kennedy drives. Still yet to hit a basket. She missed that runner. Taken by Sacred Heart. Throw it up into the front court. Jordan angles off to the right. Keeps a dribble. Spins. Green right on her. Low post on the right blocks is Paleo. Backing her way down. She missed at the rim. Got her own rebound. Missed that one. Got her other rebound. Put it in. 6-3. Too big. Too strong.
Yeah, just play ping pong with it until you get it down.
Green pushed as Paleo is going to pick up a foul. She demonstrates some frustration, but nothing that would draw anything other than the personal foul being called. That's her third, team second here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we play 3.5 minutes here in the third, in the fourth quarter, and GRC has yet to score and have lost 7 points here. They're down 45-38.
Kanaya Jones trying to get her equipment ready. A fan returned her shoe, which was on at the other end of the floor. She's got her equipment laced up, and we get ready to go. T. East inbound the ball right here in front of Bobby and myself. Throws a pass to Stamper. Kennedy double team. Return it to East. Drop it baseline left side. Chestnut straight away to Stamper. Back to Chestnut. Open three on the way. In and out. Long rebound comes out, fighting for the basketball. It's going to be off Yeast. It'll be possession two, Sacred Heart. Cardinal girls now 5 of 20, shooting the three.
Yeah, and their last three have gone in and out. It's been tough for them.
4 minutes to go in the game. Sacred Heart, they break the press. In the front court, Bender double team. They throw it to Paleo. Paleo, turnaround 10-footer, missed it. Chestnut got the rebound. She's in a hurry. In the left side, in the front court, crosses over dribble, takes it between the circle. Kanaya Jones sitting at the foul line, didn't get it. They go to Green. Her three on the way. Good! She hit it from the left wing.
Right.
That's a Cardinals' first bucket in the fourth. That's a second three by Jalen Green. She's got 13 in the game. Driving in, Bender. Tried a Euro step, and they're going to call her for traveling? No. They're going to say a foul. They put the foul on Jalen Green. Could have been a travel. It was not called a travel.
45-40.
Second on the team in this quarter.
That's tough.
It'll be Sacred Heart ball underneath their goal. GRC playing man-to-man, but they'll kind of match up on this inbound pass as Jordan launched the three, helped out GRC. She shot it early into possession and took a very deep shot. Missed it, but it's out of bounds, and Yeast couldn't control it. It'll stay with Sacred Heart under their goal. They're going to try to throw the lob to Paleo. Instead, she screens. They got Paleo. She finds Jordan on the right side. Bounce pass to Bender, spins into the lane, 10-foot fadeaway, put it in.
Boy, what a curl, what a bounce on that soft rim.
14 in the game for Bender, 7 in each half. Chestnut with the inbound pass, in a hurry, comes into the front court. Cardinal girls down 6 with 3 to play. Chestnut, crossover dribble, throws it left side of the lane. Kanaya Jones takes it into the paint. Paleo blocked her shot and throws it to Johnson in the backcourt. Johnson, middle of the floor, crossover dribble, got to the rim, put it in. He just worked right through the defense and put that one up and in. Too easy there, and Coach Graham calling the timeout. 2:48 to play in the basketball game. A full timeout coming as we have a break in the action. 49-41, Sacred Heart leading back in 1 minute.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Playing that bumper, baby, hold on. That's Eddie Money, that's the Cardinals right now. Baby, hold on. You're down 8. Yeah. They've only got one basket in this fourth quarter. We've got 2:40 to play. Cardinals with the ball. Chestnut has it left wing. Gets a screen by Jones. They double-team Chestnut. Bender now responds defensively and takes it one-on-one. Anaya Chestnut dribbling, going to the left side. Got a step on the defense. Put to the floor, and they call Anaya Chestnut for a charge. She hit Paleo, and for Anaya, that'll be her second foul, team third. Turnover by GRC. They've had 16 turnovers, while Sacred Heart has 22 in the game.
Biggest lead of the game. It was tied after 3. It's been an 11-3 run here in the first 5.5 minutes of the fourth quarter for the Valkyries.
Valkyries break the press. Paleo on the layup, and she scores at the rim. So they're beating the press and beating GRC to the rim. Chestnut stop and pop 3, missed it off the rim. Jones tried to keep it alive, coming away with it. The Valkyries' Claire Russell angles off to the right. Yeast knocked it away from her. Russell got it back. She's picked up her dribble. She's in a tight spot, and they call a timeout. Coach Moore says, give me a 30. So another 30-second timeout will be called by Sacred Heart. 2:02 to play in the game, a 10-point lead for the Valkyries. Back after this brief message.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Actually, Coach Moyer takes a full timeout. She didn't have a 30 to take. Situation is this. Three team fouls called against GRC, two against Sacred Heart. It's a 10-point Valkyrie lead. They lead 51-41. Possession arrow favors GRC, and we've got 2:02 to play. Coach Graham sends out on the floor Chestnut, Green, Yeast, and Stanford. It'll be Sacred Heart with the basketball on their end of the floor, right in front of their bench. Johnson takes the inbound pass. They run and jump on her. Russell has it. Diagonal pass straight away. Now Johnson, high post to Paleo. Backdoor cut. Bender got it and put it in. Good way to work that offense. They got a backdoor cut on the weak side. Cardinal girls looking to score here. Yeast driving in, slipped the defense, beautiful, put it up and in.
53-43 and 1:37 remaining.
Bender, diagonal pass to Johnson. She's going to spot up a three and hit a three. You got to find her on the floor, and she hits the three, and then the Cardinal girls turn it over. Sacred Heart with a ball and a 13-point lead. Bender got to the rim, draws contact, missed the layup, rebounded by Yeast. Chestnut with a three on two, finds Stamper, Kennedy's three, good. She hit a three, left baseline.
106 remaining. Cards get back within 10, but could be too little too late, Joel.
That three-point basket, yeah, Bobby, that's the first transition bucket off a fast break they've had in this game. Time called. We'll be back after this brief message.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here in front of a packed house on the Cenex campus, here in Louisville, Kentucky, the Cards, the girls trail by 10, 56-46. A minute six to play. Possession arrow favors GRC. Cardinal girls with two fouls to give. They've got on the floor Chestnut. Jalen Goodwin comes in for her first action. T. Yeast in the game. That's the five for GRC. Cardinal girls tightening up. They'll play it man-to-man in the full court variety. Russell has it. Looks to throw it. Lob pass over to Johnson. Caught it right here in front of us. Yeast tried to foul her, but Johnson got rid of the ball. And now Jalen Goodwin fouls Reagan Bender. And Bender at the line tonight. She's been one of four.
Lady Cards came within a whisker of getting that steal, but they're not playing against Chop Liver here by any means. These girls are good, and GRC's been good as well.
One more foul to give for the Cardinal girls, and they're going to call traveling. Yeah, so Sacred Heart, as has been the case many times tonight, they turn it over and give it back, but this all-girls school here in Louisville with 750 students showing their disdain for that official's call. And right now, Coach Graham saying, we're going to shoot some free throws. They had too many players on the floor. I think illegal participation here. Let's see. They called the travel against Sacred Heart. Yeah. So that's going to put two free throws. That will be a technical foul on Sacred Heart. Too many players on the floor and ran on the floor without checking in. T. Yeast at the line for GRC, rattled it down, and it went home. 8 points in the game for T. Yeast. It's a 7-point game. Or excuse me, an 8-point game. She makes both free throws. Now GRC gets the ball.
56-48.
There's 54 and a half seconds left to play. Coach Moyer up, runs her hands through her hair. As the Cardinal girls get the ball in, Jalen Green puts up the shot, Paleo in the paint. And it's going to work to the Cardinal girls' advantage if they can score with a clock stop. Paleo picks up that foul. That's her fourth. And that will be team foul number four. It will send Jalen Green to the free throw line. She is on the night, 4 of 5 at the free throw line. Free throw is missed.
A little hard.
Yeah, and these Sacred Heart girls, they're not still at the foul line. They are squeaking their shoes, and they keep movement while the Cardinal girls are getting ready to shoot the free throw. Second free throw good by Green. So it's a three-point trip for GRC. And nearly stealing, and Green fouls Claire Russell, who kind of gives an evil eye, but nobody's been hit harder than Jalen Green tonight. She came away with a bloody nose in a scrum on the floor in the first half. Green picks up that foul, her third. Walks the length of the floor. Claire Russell will be at the free throw line. She has not scored in this game. She's a starter. Free throw is good. Score is now 57-49. Kennedy Stamper in. Jalen Goodwin comes out. 48 and a half seconds to play. Missed that one. Paleo got the rebound. Knocked away by T. Yeast. Battle for the rebound. Jordan had it. Kept it inbounds. They find Johnson. Johnson at the rim. Put it up and in.
Back to a 10-point game.
Here's Chestnut in the front court. Feeds Green. Her three ball not there. Weak side rebound taken by Jordan. She's fouled in the back court with a 10-point lead. Jordan will go to the free throw line. That foul on T. Yeast. That'll be her second. So we'll walk the length of the floor here in this packed house with people standing around the perimeter.
Yeah, 4, 5, or 6 deep.
Yeah, it's been well watched today, that's true. And Jordan makes the free throw. She is now 4 of 5 at the foul line, all here in this second half. Coach Moyer with her hands in her pockets, walking the sideline. Both free throws made by Jordan.
Back up to a 12-point margin here.
Cardinal girls will have the ball. Chestnut in a hurry, driving in, pulls it out, throws it to Kylie Chestnut. It's a turnover by GRC, and it goes right into the hands of Bobby Baldwin here.
And I did not commit an error in passing it back out.
Couldn't throw it back to Chestnut, huh? Jalen Green trying to steal it from Johnson. Gets it in the front court. 12 seconds. High post pass. Holbrook, who's checked in for Sacred Heart, runs the weave. Bender pulls it out. 4 seconds. Bender's going to chase it down in the back court. It's going to be a back court violation. But Coach Graham says just run the clock. It's going to be a 61-49 victory for Sacred Heart as the ball game is over. Coach Graham didn't want to inbound the ball with 0.2 seconds, and there's another game to follow, so clock runs out, and the final score is 61-49 in favor of the Sacred Heart Valkyries. The Cardinal girls, they pick up the loss in this one. They're third on the season. Their record goes to 23-3. Sacred Heart, they move to 18-7. 61-49, the final here. We'll take a 2-minute break. Bobby and I'll return. We'll have game scoring, stats, and summary on a post-game show coming up here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com. How may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Well, the Cardinal girls fall, but not without a fight. They go down 61-49 to Sacred Heart here in front of a packed house at St. X Campus at the John Will Sports Activity Center. In a final, it was 61-49, and Cardinal girls had a lead of a couple of times, but this 23-11 run that Bobby's showing me to close out the ball game made the difference in the contest. GRC acquitted himself well. It was just the fourth quarter that really was the turning point. Looking at some of the numbers in this ball game for GRC, Cardinal girls go 6 of 23 shooting the 3. Sacred Heart 5 of 10. The Valkyries turned it over 23 times. GRC 18 turnovers. 10-4 edge and second chance scoring for the Valkyries. 14-3 edge and fast break scoring for the Valkyries as well. The Cardinal girls go 10 of 12 at the foul line, and the Valkyries, they go 11 of 16. Leading scorer, 19 points for Zakiya Johnson. You had 16 points for Reagan Bender, 11 for Paleo, 10 scored by Amira Jordan. The leading scorers for GRC in this ball game, 15 points for Jaylene Green. You had 9 scored by T. Yeast, 8 points for Anaya Chestnut, 5 scored by Kennedy Stamper, 3 for Kylie Chestnut, 2 points for Kanaya Jones, 3 points scored by McKeely Tabor, 2 points for Annette Miller. Jalen Goodwin played, but did not score. That's going to do it for our basketball coverage here, as we've got another game coming on, and they're going to be taking the floor here shortly. So what's your say, Bobby?
Well, I tell you what, Mr. McMagan put this headset up here in case he does come, so why don't we take
a break? We can take a one-minute break. Yeah, we'll be back in 1 minute.
When you need heart care, choose Clark Regional Medical Center for quality cardiac treatment. The dedicated care team puts their whole heart into caring for your community. With diagnostic imaging and emergency heart care, with their accredited chest pain center, the experience and compassion to get you back to what matters most. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center Heart Care. Choose well. Make your choice today by visiting clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
In a final, GRC, they fall to Sacred Heart 61-49. We're going to be back on the air tomorrow. We've got George Rogers Clark boys basketball action. They'll be taking on Great Crossing up in Georgetown, Kentucky. We'll be there. We'll go to the air somewhere around 3:45 for that 4 o'clock tip-off as the Cardinal boys take on Great Crossing. That's going to do it for our coverage here in Louisville. Again, the Cardinal girls put up a fight, but Sacred Heart wins in a final 61-49. for our on-site technician, Hayes McMakin. Back to the studio, Tim, our producer. Appreciate it, man. Bobby Baldwin beside me. Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Until tomorrow afternoon, so long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.